Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Rocky's here.
Rocky is here.
Oh, it's time to get 100%. What'd you just say? Adam Jones is 100?
He keeps it 100.
He keeps it 100? So does Rocky Long.
Yeah, no, Rocky definitely keeps it.
Rocky, you keep it 100, right?
100 what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to go along with Tony and sound like I know what I'm talking about, which is, you know, not normally the case. How are you?
I kind of trust him, so I'm in. I'm 100, too.
You're going 100. All right.
Yeah.
Rocky's going 100. There we go. That's what we wanted to hear. Rocky Long, head coach, San Diego State football Aztecs. Coach, my goodness, it's August, and there's a game coming up in August. They start the season a little earlier nowadays, but where are you at? Where's this team at? And how excited are you to get another season cooking here?
Well, right now we haven't practiced yet, but we're practicing for the first time tomorrow. But it's all going to be freshmen and young guys that haven't had too many reps or haven't played in a game. We're going with them for 3 days, and then we'll bring the rest of them in and start really next Monday.
So it's like that's kind of like a rookie camp almost, so to speak?
Very similar to a rookie camp, because when veterans get back in there, we want them to at least know how to line up and give them a chance to prove they can play.
Coach Long, you've talked about how young this team is going to be. What kind of test is it for this program to open up with Stanford this year in Stanford?
Well, obviously, it's a big-time test because since we beat them last year, they're going to be excited, they're going to be ready, they're going to be jacked up, all those kind of things. But it doesn't really matter. I have confidence that our guys will go in there, we'll play hard, we'll be aggressive, we'll compete, and if the ball bounces our way, maybe we'll beat them 2 years in a row.
You're going to beat them 2 years in a row. I've already staked my reputation on it, Coach.
So
I'm counting on it. I think what you just said is interesting, though, because I think a lot of people feel like since you beat Stanford last year, that somehow gives them a big edge coming into the game this year. I'm assuming as a coach and the guy running this here program, you're going to say, look, we should go in there with a ton of confidence because we know we beat them last year. Now you have your whole offensive line back. You got your senior quarterback. I mean, I think you're going in there with a fighting chance.
Oh, we've got a fighting chance for sure. But, it's hard to play there. It's a Friday night game, and Friday night games, the visiting team is at a huge disadvantage most of the time. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is Bryce Love's still there, and he's probably the best running back in the country. And I'm very disappointed because I thought he was going to come out early for the NFL draft. And then I'd feel a lot better about the game, except I think he's going to be lined up and carrying it about 25 times against us.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Long, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about it. I really don't want to ask you, but I have to. Part of my job. The story, Urban Meyer, comes out today. As a football coach, how do you see these type of stories and how they affect the college football game?
Well, obviously, whenever that happens, I think it hurts the image of the sport. I think it hurts the image of athletics. I don't know what to think about that situation because you never know. No matter what's reported, you never know what the actual truth is and what actually happened. But in cases that, after investigation, that they have to get rid of a coach or something, obviously the coach handled it the wrong way. There's no place in sports for what is being reported that happened. And if you find out about that, you got to tell the right people and make some action toward remedying the situation. So I hope it's not true. To be honest with you, I hope it's not true and it turns out that he's fine.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. Good question, Tony, and a fair answer too, Coach. I want to ask you a little bit about Juwan Washington. Now we're having an interview later with Mike Varell in Seattle, and he's telling us that Rashad Penny is going great guns up there so far, and that he's blocking everything that moves, and he knows all the schemes, and I mean they're really excited about Rashad, and I know. All of us in San Diego are going to follow Rashad, but us San Diego State fans, we want to know about Juwan Washington and what you think, you know, you can get from him, because I don't want to say there's pressure on him, but he's following two pretty darn good backs here in DJ Pumphrey and Rashad Penny.
I think that all of us are nervous for him, not because he's not athletic enough or good enough to make the transition and be the guy, because we believe he can, and we think he's going to have a great year. He's a very talented young man in his own right, a little different than Rashad, but he's very talented. He's got a good offensive line in front of him. We expect him to have a great year. The real question mark is who's going to back him up, because, you know, that's the guy in training to be the guy. But Juwan's going to be our guy, and we expect him to have a great year.
We're speaking with Rocky Long, San Diego State's head football coach. Coach Long, you guys, your offensive line, I remember this very vividly last year when we asked you about it. You mentioned the fact that the offensive line was your worry because they were so young. Fast forward through the year, they did a terrific job. I think that goes without saying. What would you say about the offensive line this year?
Well, it's interesting. They're still young. How about that one? I mean, that's a good deal. But last year they were really young. It was one junior starting and four redshirt freshmen starting. Now it's a senior and four redshirt sophomores. And last year they had a good year for being so young. They were up and down. But by the end of the year, they were pretty darn good. So if their minds are right, they're going to be really good this year. And they're still young. How about that? So it's kind of neat that we have that good an offensive line that's that young, so that's bright for the future.
Tell Mike Schmidt hello for me. I just think he does a great job on your offensive line as your coach, and it sounds like the group's going to be good. My concern right now, just on paper, is wide receiver. Can you make me feel any better?
No, that's my concern, too, on offense.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to get a good effort out of them, but we got to get more productive there. I mean, we've got a veteran quarterback that knows where to go with the ball. We do a nice job of blocking out there for the running game. We're very aggressive. There's some big talented guys out there. We got to get more production out of that position. Now, you know, it's kind of like the offensive line last year. They're not very experienced because we had two senior wide receivers last year, but they're very talented, and we need to get some more production out of them.
Coach Long, you guys lost Cam Kelly and Trey Lomax on defense, but obviously you had true freshman Tyreek Thomas, who played pretty well last year.
Pretty good.
Where do you think the defense is coming into this year?
You know, you guys are right on top of things here. I mean, you guys kind of looked at our team. You know exactly what's up.
Well, you know why? Because Mike May gave me my 2018 football media guide just today, Coach. It's freshly minted here on the desk. So,
well, you read fast, I'll tell you that. Because, on defense, we're veteran up front, and we're veteran at linebacker. We're going to have two new young starters in the secondary that are very, very talented, but obviously that's the quickest place you can lose a game. So it's going to take them a while, I think, experience-wise, to live up to their athletic ability. Now, you said Tariq Thompson. Now, he shocked us last year. He was a true freshman. We had no idea he was good enough to start for us, and then we had no idea he was going to have the kind of year he had. So hopefully these young guys that are stepping in will be able to play like he did last year.
Well, Coach, we're wishing you all the best as always. Another 10-win season. No pressure, but, you know, we've come to kind of expect that now. And, let's start it off by the right way. Let's knock off Stanford and open everybody's eyes, jump right into the top 20 and take it from there. That's the way I want to ride into this season.
Well, I'd love that to happen, too, and I bet you our players do, too. So we're going to work hard, and it's not going to be easy on them, and hopefully the ball bounces our way and we win that one.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks so much.
We'll catch up to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Good job going 100. Rocky Long right there.
Well, we got to get right to break because that interview was awesome, by the way. You know, you're always going to get firm answers from Coach Long. He always keeps it, as I said, 100.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.